My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda get all religious on each other. So listen and enjoy.
So I go, "Hun, if I were the praying type, I would pray for something good to happen to you." Mm-hmm. She goes, "You can start now. It's never too late." I go, "I know love, but I am disillusioned by religion at the moment. You know the ordeals I've been through between priests and rabbis. Remember, the priest wanted me to get rid of her."
Yeah, I know.
"I would rather keep my faith in humanity and pray that people do good. But I will wish on a shooting star to get those pictures." She goes, "Okay, if that's what you want." I go, "Does that bother you a lot that I am not as religious as you?" She goes, "Yes and no, because I love you and want you to be Christian like me, and no, because I know with time you will be." Good luck with that shit.
Yeah,
sister.
Really. She has no idea what that. She's so barking up the wrong tree.
Well, this is what they do, though, because I've been looking at all their pages and everything.
Yeah.
They always have a couple things. They're always heartbroken over something or somebody.
Yes.
Oh, they're always heartbroken. No, they're real pages.
Yeah.
Or it's always about God.
Uh-huh.
Because they pray so hard, they keep praying because they think that'll get them into heaven after screwing everybody over.
Right.
That's what they do.
Oh, yeah. I know. I mean, not necessarily scammers, but I know a lot of Christians like that.
Yeah.
It'll all be forgiven.
I go. "And what happens if I do not return to Christ? Could you still be with me?"
It's so funny to just look at you and hear you say,
What do you mean,
Christ?
Look at me? I don't got horns on my head. I'm not.
No. But it's like, I know who you are, what you're about. It's like, return to Christ.
I am Jew. Sort of.
I am Jew. Stand before me. Oh, he just did a crucifixion act. Yeah. Crossed himself and then peaced out to Jesus. Oh, boy.
I think the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me the power and stamina to go on with this horse shit for as long as I have.
And showing himself to me in various pieces of toast and potato chips.
That is considerate. Sometimes you just want a little Lord in the morning.
Yeah, I do. I like to yell, "Oh, God, oh, God."
Of course you do. So where were we? I go, "And what happened? Could you still be with me?" She goes, "Of course I will. But I know one day you will one day." So I go, "Would you try to convert me back to it?" She goes, "Yes, little by little." I go, "Babe, I don't like that. You gotta love me for me." She goes, "Okay, if you insist."
Oh, wow. A woman of her convictions. Alrighty.
Whatever. Can we get to the money, stupid?
Right.
What about this Jesus crap? I'm not really into it either.
I know.
How do you feel about George Washington and Andrew Jackson?
I love them.
She goes, "Okay, if you insist." That does not sound like you want to. She goes, "Well, since you don't like it, I should stop bothering you with it." I go, "Religion is so important to you. It used to be to me, but now I just value other things more. Maybe you would not be happy with me." She goes, "I don't. It really matters. Our different beliefs doesn't matter. We can't be happy. I mean, I don't think it really matters." Okay.
Well, all right, dancing around the topic. Go ahead.
I go, "So what would trying to turn me to Christ little by little look like? One day I wake up and you're in the middle of baptizing me?"
If baptism by knife appeals to you.
Seriously.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, sleep with one eye open when I go to Ghana.
Oh, man.
She goes, "Nope, just talk about Christ and other Bible stuff."
Bible stuff.
Sounds like me talking about it.
I know, it's like, and...
Bible gobbledygook.
Bible stuff.
Yeah. Up at the page. Yeah, whatever. In Leviticus something or other. Bible, boobity bobble.
I'm a devout believer in Bible stuff.
Bible stuff. I go, "You don't do that now when we talk." She goes, "Want to start now?"
Oh, no.
I go, "If you wish, go for it."
No.
I go, "We would have to start with you going to church. Can you do that?"
Is it strong enough?
Will you burn if you cross it? Yeah.
Can you cross the threshold without being invited in?
Probably not. So I go, "If God is everywhere, why do I have to go to a specific place to worship him?"
Nice.
I'm being like the atheist.
I know.
Being a dick. I go, "I get emails from Christian Mingle. Is that good?"
Does that put me in good stead?
That's what I emailed her. That's what I sent to her. Time to add a little comedy to this nonsense.
Really?
She goes, "Yes, it is. But going to church also helps."
She has no idea what you're talking about.
Unless she's scamming on there. I go, Christian Mingle wants me to date a nice Christian girl, too. She goes, I see. I go, how do you feel about that? Don't know, but do you want to? No, I can only handle one girl at a time trying to change me.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
No.
But, like, why not ask, stupid?
Because she's stupid. I go, I still have to make you say, oh, God, multiple times.
Good.
She goes, I hope that will be in church.
Well, if you insist. What time does church close?
I go, I think we would get kicked out if I made you say it in church. Though I'm totally game if you are.
And if you decided to do that, it would totally get us kicked off the radio.
Yes. Definitely a surefire way to get me to church every Sunday morning. Do you like where I've taken this?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You were having enough?
He's talking smut in the church. Now I'm happy.
You were having enough of the schmaltzy crap?
Oh, yeah. You're too lovey-dovey. Now let's talk some smut.
I know there's an audience. She goes, LOL, okay. I go, you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Does she?
She goes, you were talking about making love in church. I know.
Oh, okay.
I go, well, I was talking about making love. You brought church into it. Such a naughty girl, LOL. To be continued. Right now I have to entertain a bunch of people consuming booze. Love ya.
You're out.
She goes, LOK, it's just 4:48 p.m. Love you more. Take care. Bye. So then I go, I just stopped to go get coffee. Have to travel to the show. Audiences front on coming on the comedians coming to the comedian's house, so we must travel to them. The joke telling starts around 8 p.m. local time. That making love thing in church, are you into that? Sounds wild. I had a friend who lost a very well paying job because it was he was involved in such a thing. And then I sent her the link.
No, you
did. I most certainly did. To oapedia.com, sex for Sam.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.